Guys, I've talked about this a little bit thus far, and I don't know if I made a segment about it. It is really important to talk about, though. It's also unprecedented, genuinely. Right now, as of today, in Texas, the number of early votes that have been cast are greater than the total number of votes that were cast in 2022, the last midterms. We're still, what, 10 days away? Not 10. Oh, yeah, 10, right? 10 or 9? Around 10 days away from the end of the early voting period. The way things are going right now, it seems genuinely possible that the total number of votes might approach double what we had in the previous midterms, which is, again, incredible, absolutely incredible. Now let's take a look at the Republicans. They're at 53% of their 2022 finale. Now keep in mind, there are, nope, nice try, it's too late. They've been taken away. Even though Republicans are only at 53% of their 2022 final, they still have a good number of ballots cast. But Democrats are ahead by 100,000. 100,000 votes. It's not as though there's nothing to vote for in the Republican primary as well. I mean, it's also a tight Senate race for them. They know there's attention being directed here. Just there is no historical precedent for this. This is insane. But one of the big outcomes that we're looking for in 2026, oh, it is 2026, in the midterms, in the elections, is not just, oh, we're going to get a Senate seat, oh, we're going to take the House. We are going to take the House, by the way. It's also local elections. That's one of the big shifts that we're looking for, you know? We want to see how many Democrats are going to be added to state houses and state senates. Hell, city council members, mayors. If we're seeing this much of a turnover in the goddamn midterm early voting in a red state, what that suggests to me is that a lot of people are rejecting Republican control at a fundamental level. You know, Trump has gone so far, he is so bad that people are getting, they're, for one, they're obviously getting negatively polarized, but also they are getting hyped up to reject it in its entirety, you know? Keep in mind that Texas is not that red of a state, you know? It's not Oklahoma. Dems are running a full ticket for every single seat in the state from county level up for the first time in almost 40 years, FYI. Might be why there's higher turnout. God bless them. You know, there's a very real possibility that a significant number of states end up flipping blue, not just in their governorships, I mean, but in terms of their state houses and state senates, you know? Really, really, really impressive stuff. Texas would be purple already if it wasn't for voter suppression. Yep. Yes, that is true. That is true. We don't want Oklahoma, though, so it's fine. We don't need Oklahoma. Unfortunately, as far as I can tell, there really isn't that much mainstream media conversation on this subject, which is, yeah, Let's Talk Elections is engaging with it, but like in terms of CNN or MSNBC or whatever, or sorry, MS Now, I have not seen much conversation on this, which is unfortunate because it is genuinely unprecedented. And it could, I would hope, mobilize more people to vote down blue ticket in local elections. I might be really upset with the National Democratic Party again. Sorry, National Democratic Party. However, I think that the Dems need to overwhelm down ticket. You know, on the midterms, they need to crush. It needs to be a bloodbath. South Texas will never be red again. Home builders warn GOP over Trump's immigration raids. Nice. There's no shot this chat's 12% Texan, you liars. Isn't Texas like 12% of the US population? Like ballparking it? Very rough ballparking. Can somebody explain to me why Nina Turner doesn't like Tallarico? I genuinely don't get this. I've expressed criticism of Nina Turner before, but I don't understand this. I don't understand how you can come on. No. Nina Turner is not that motivated by racial animus. Do you think? I don't think so. Yes, she is. Oh, well, I think you underestimate the prevalence of that sentiment. I blame the Dems for this, man. There's so much unnecessary race war shit just because the id poll has been weaponized so fucking aggressively. Anytime the Democrats on any level want something that the black demographic wants more than white people by any amount, it gets turned into a listen, whitey, when black people are talking argument. And as a consequence, that's the main way some people argue. But Nina Turner is not doing that right here. Just admit it's a race thing for you. No, it's not. I support neither. Here's the thing. The man isn't progressive on policy like Medicare for All or expanding the Supreme Court. But Jasmine Crockett is. You have no idea how bad It is in the organizer's sphere, Vosh. The race baiting is insane. We really have to do something about this. He's talked about M4A. I mean, I certainly think he's been more progressive on it than Crockett. I want to know like what her grievances are. Why are you pro Crockett? She loves drama. She's a messy bitch. Yeah, I mean, if only there was a progressive organization that could achieve electoral victory. If only there was. If only there was. To be fair, she does not seem to be pro Crockett. Yeah, but she's only going after Tallarico. I've seen that behavioral pattern before. You gotta know, some of the support for Crockett's pretty insane. Aaron Raw literally supports her, even though his reasoning was she's black and they take her out of context. I don't understand what you mean. Aaron Raw? I don't have the context. I don't really know. It's just racism. I don't want to taint a very, very, very positive sentiment with race war content, you know? I don't want to get over that. I do think... Listen, okay? All I'm going to say is this, all right? It is a long uphill battle to make the Democratic Party even remotely, slightly capable of addressing the problems in this country. And unfortunately, one of the big weapons they will pull out against us is the same thing they did to Mamdani, the same thing they did to Bernie Sanders twice. It'll be the Bernie bro thing. Why are you speaking over black people? They will find a core contingent of very loyal DNC black voters, and they will point at them and they will say, hey, you know, you shut the fuck up while they're speaking. And it will be really obnoxious. And, you know, it's a lot like the Reddit atheism thing, okay? If we are right and we are right, we needn't speak quietly. Just know it when you see it and don't let it take you apart from the argument, you know? Well, if you want a phone bank for Tallarico and other Texas progressives, join PV today at 6 p.m. ET. Guys, you know what you got to do. You know what you got to do. Folks, we could be on the cusp of something biblical here. I mean, a shift towards blue Texas. I truly cannot imagine. If you want to be a part of that, let's not overdose on copium. It's Texas after all. Hey, all I'm looking at is the early voter data, okay? In terms of proportion of the 2022 vote, right now, Democrats are literally doubling what the Republicans are doing. That's insane. And it's possible that divide's only going to grow. If that ends up being the case, you know, all the better. Masaigu, I don't know what the motivating factor is there. I think it's racial animus. I have not heard an argument from a Crockett supporter against Tallarico that wasn't essentially race baiting. I genuinely haven't, and I've seen dozens at this point. It always comes back to that. They're certainly not more progressive than he is. So, I don't know.